We always recommend people continue to take zinc. We know that the glycoproteins that are producing the venoms will reduce and severely cause a zinc deficiency. So we do have zinc on the program. We also have vitamin D on the program. Most people are deficient in vitamin D because of the geoengineering programs. And the program that was initiated years ago, the fear campaign that the sun was going to cause cancer, and that was the launch of all of the sunscreens, which ultimately the design of that campaign was done to create vitamin D deficiencies to where we would be sick more and we would need more pharmaceuticals and all the cancer-causing agents that they put in the sunscreens. So we have vitamin D on the program. We also have zinc on the program. We have the cuprous nicotinic acid, because we're also finding that these proteins are disrupting the mitochondria in the cells. They're disrupting the Krebs cycle. You need copper to produce the ATP in the Krebs cycle. And we also know through Dr. Brian Artis's research that the acetylcholine 7 nicotinic receptors are being blocked by these proteins.
Zinc, as a supplement, was an antidote for COVID. It also just happens to be what everybody who's ever been bit by a viper needs to be supplementing, because every single snake and every venom has what's called zinc metalloproteinases in it that destroy zinc reservoirs. And we need zinc for a million reasons in the body. We need zinc. So zinc was always going to be an antidote. Vitamin C was also going to be an antidote. Always. Not only for viruses or inflammation or disease, but vitamin C is actually a published inhibitor and detoxifier of venom, which is miraculous. They just happen to coincide. N-acetylcysteine is a supplement, and N-acetylcysteine is a product that actually helps and is proven to actually prevent blood clotting to occur in the human body. NAC is also published to inhibit and detoxify venoms, miraculously. COVID supposedly had a side effect of blood clotting in patients. NAC actually would help reverse that, and that's a supplement. Glutathione, the liver makes, is an antioxidant hormone, or actually antioxidant enzyme. Probably the most studied enzyme the body makes. And this glutathione substance is produced by your liver. It utilizes selenium and NAC and apple pectin, if we eat apples, to actually make glutathione, and is actually inhibitory and protective against all venoms and COVID. It is also published that EDTA, which is a substance used to actually remove heavy metal poisoning in the body, which can be mercury, aluminum, lead, cadmium, arsenic, you name it, all kinds of things, barium even. These are all heavy metals that are toxic. You can use a substance called EDTA to detox heavy metals. Do you know EDTA in every snake venom research paper ever? It is disclosed that EDTA completely detoxifies venom to make it non-toxic. The reason why I bring those four up is glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, and EDTA are published antidotes to snake venom phosphodiesterase, which is the snake venom component utilized by gene researchers everywhere, including the inventors of the mRNA COVID-19 shots,